Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Last Curtain Call by Juliet Blackwell, narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. It has been my experience that when homeowners take the time and trouble to permanently seal off a room, they usually have a very good reason. And typically, that means something about that room is very not good. So when my foreman, Mateo, announced that the attic of my new house had a sealed-off closet with a window, I found it hard to keep the tone of my voice casual.
Sealed off?
Yeah, said Mateo. The original blueprints indicate a good-sized closet with a little window under the eave. You can see the outline of the window from the outside if you look closely, but the whole thing seems to have been closed up at some point. I reminded myself not to jump to conclusions. This was a marvelous old house. Dating from 1911, it featured the master woodworking and built-ins that typified the arts and crafts movement, combined with the original architect's artistic flair of Moroccan arches and intricately painted windows. The first time I walked in the door, I experienced a rush of déjà vu that was highly unsettling. But later, I came to understand it had been sparked by a psychic and emotional connection with my late mother and her memories of living here as a very young child. Overall, the house's vibes were good. In fact, fantastic. Warm, loving, embracing. Just like my mother. If some erstwhile resident had, say, set up a sacrificial altar in a sealed-off attic closet, surely I would have felt it by now, wouldn't I? After all, what good is it being a ghost-talking psychic home renovator if I can't suss out the presence of evil in my own darned house?
Well, I guess it wasn't sealed off, exactly, continued Mateo. A big armoire was...